the BBC presents Life with the Lions. No matter how old or young we are, we all like a surprise on our birthday. Of course, Ben always gets one. But this year, he got the biggest surprise he's ever had, and it arrived just 2 days before Ben was years old.
Oh, hello, son. Is lunch ready?
It's been ready for an hour. Hey, Ma, Pop's home.
Mother, he's back.
Oh, I'm sorry I'm late, honey, but the car's still laid up, and you know how hard it is to get on a bus.
Oh, Ben, I got a cable from my sister, Mary Lou.
All the way from Texas, eh? Well, how's the family?
Oh, just fine, and my nephew Mark is in town.
What town? Dallas, Houston, El Paso? BB, not London.
Yes, he's arriving today.
Oh, that's just great.
Oh, Daddy, you haven't seen him for 12 years. He must have mellowed down by now.
Barbara, a cyclone doesn't mellow down. It just goes some other place to happen.
Aren't we lucky?
I think you're all mean. After all, he's my nephew.
All right, sweetheart. We'll go out and meet him. What time is he arriving?
Well, my sister didn't say.
Well, what airline is he arriving on?
She didn't say that either.
That just makes sense.
Richard, you forget this is your mother's sister.
Didn't Aunt Mary Lou even say where he's staying?
Oh, yes, he's staying with us.
Oh, baby, I'm sure he'd be much happier at a hotel.
Oh, Daddy, you can't do that to him. He's my cousin.
Then you put him up.
No, he's staying here.
Ma, I think Pop's right. He ought to stay at a hotel. That is, if he can afford it.
Afford it? Mark's father's one of the richest men in Texas.
He can have my room.
And where will you sleep?
Oh, he'll just curl up on Mark's wallet.
Oh, somebody's got to be nice to the rich.
I still wish we knew when he was arriving.
Well, that's very hard to tell, dear. Mary Lou said he was flying over in his own plane.
I hope he's got our address.
Oh, yes. And I sent him a map of London, too, with a little cross where our house is.
Well, you weren't taking any chances, were you, honey?
No.
Is somebody attacking us?
Yes, your cousin Mark.
Mrs. Lyons, what in the world was that dreadful noise? I think it's my nephew. Yes, it is.
Boy, it sure is going to be quiet around here.
I wonder what's keeping Mark.
Well, honey, he has to land and get here.
You know, I think I've been watching too many of those westerns on TV.
Affecting your eyes?
Well, it must be. I just looked out the window and I thought I saw Marshal Dillon coming up the path.
That's Mark. I'll let him in. Oh, Mark, how wonderful to see you.
Well, if it ain't my little old Auntie BB.
How's everybody at home?
Why, just fine. And how are all your folks?
Oh, just fine. Come on in and meet the family.
Oh, hello, Mark. Welcome to London.
Well, I declare, if it ain't Uncle Benji.
Benji.
And, this is our son, Richard.
Well, hi, Mark.
Howdy, Cousin Ricky.
Oh, brother.
Take Mark's coat for him, Ricky.
Okay, Benji. I'll hang it up for you, Mark.
Thanks. Say, did you hear me zooming over the house?
Well, we certainly did. Where'd you leave your plane?
In Texas.
Huh?
Yeah, I flew over my uncle's plane.
Oh, come on and sit down, Mark.
Thanks. Uncle Bert dropped me off on his way to Paris. That's in France, you know.
Well, I've heard that, but it's nice to have it on such complete authority.
Say, you got a real pretty house here.
Oh, thank you, Mark.
I imagine it isn't very large according to your standards.
Well, no, but this is a mighty cute little entrance hall.
This is our living room.
Oh, well, it's mighty nice anyway. And I sure am glad to be here.
And we're certainly glad to have you.
Say, Mark, is that your taxi out there?
Yeah, I plumb forgot about that fella.
Well, he hasn't forgot about you.
Uncle Benji, how much should I give the driver for bringing me from the airport?
The airport? That'll cost you a fortune.
Well, how much did the meter say, Mark?
I don't rightly know. I'm not too familiar with English money yet.
Well, don't you worry, dear. Your Uncle Benji will pay him. Go on, dear.
Oh, sure. Thanks.
I guess I'll get the hang of the money pretty soon, but right now I don't even know how many pounds there are on a sixpence.
Don't worry, I'll handle your money for you.
Richard, Mark, I imagine you're tired after that long drive from the airport.
No, I enjoyed it. The taxi driver was a mighty nice fella. He kept calling me Guff. Then he got more friendly and started calling me Blimey.
Sounds like you got a real cockney.
Well, I knew he wasn't English.
You know, we've got to take this boy in hand.
Well, I took care of the taxi and I brought your other suitcase in, Mark.
Thanks, Uncle Benji. How much did it come to?
£4.06. That's about $12 and a half.
Gosh, I think you should have given him a bigger tip than that.
You mean you usually give tips that size?
Oh, no, not that small. At the airport, I gave the porter $20.
Carry your bag, sir?
Oh, this boy sure is a great kidder.
You'll find Richard never kids about money.
Oh, Mark, this is your cousin Barbara.
Well, now, she ain't the prettiest thing I've seen since I was knee-high to a fetlock.
Oh, I'm flattered.
I'm delighted.
I'm Benji.
I'm Ricky.
Just for that, you can take Mark's luggage upstairs.
That's just what I was aiming to do. Come on, Ricky.
Come in, Benji.
I'll have your room ready in just a minute, Mark.
Thank you, Auntie Beebe.
Oh, Miss Bob, but I see you'll be ready in 10 minutes.
Oh, thank you, Aggie. Mark, this is our Aggie. We look on her as one of the family.
Aye, and I love them in spite of it.
Howdy, Aggie, ma'am.
How do you do? So you're the young man from Texas.
Aggie, never ask a man if he's from Texas. If he is, he'll tell you. If he ain't, it'll only embarrass him.
Well, your room's all ready, Mark.
Well, thank you, Uncle Benji. I was just telling Aggie about Texas.
Aye, and when he's finished, I'm going to tell him about Glasgow.
I knew you were from Glasgow the minute I heard that cute little Irish accent.
Irish.
I'm getting out of here. I can't stand the sight of bloodshed.
Well, gosh, where does she come from?
Scotland.
Oh, Scotland.
Aye, the land of the kilt and the bagpipes. The home of Robert Burns.
Say, is he any relation to Burns and Allen?
What?
Oh, Aggie, dear, why don't you go and get the tea, huh?
Aye, I will. Irish, indeed. Any relation to Burns and Allen, indeed.
She's mighty excitable, ain't she?
Yes, you really got her thistle up.
Well, I sure won't do it again. Oh, Uncle Benji, have you any objection to my using your phone a minute?
Of course not, Mark. Go right ahead.
Thanks.
You know, Barbara, I'm beginning to like that fellow.
Hello, operator? I want to put a call through to Texas.
Texas? Oh, fine.
Mrs. Lyon, is there anything in particular Mr. Mark would like for his dinner?
Oh, just a minute, Aggie, and I'll ask him.
Oh, Mark!
Yo!
That means you'll be right down.
Quiet little fella, isn't he?
You all want me, Auntie Baby?
Yes, dear. Aggie wants to know if you'd like anything in particular for dinner.
Oh, no, thanks. I don't want you to go to any trouble for me. I'll be satisfied with some corn pones and black-eyed peas.
You know, I knew I'd left something out of my shopping list.
I haven't had any black-eyed peas since I was in Georgia. They're wonderful with fried chicken.
Very well, but I don't know where I'm going to get black-eyed peas.
Well, just get some ordinary peas and pick a fight with them.
Well, that was a mighty funny joke, Uncle Benji.
Yes.
You know, it's a wonder you Texans don't poison yourselves with all those outlandish things. Why don't you eat civilized food like haggis?
What does haggis eat?
Mark, haggis is a very famous Scottish dish.
You must be quite a girl.
You know, if you weren't such a barbarian, you would know that haggis was a food.
Oh.
Well, if it's as good as you say, maybe I'll grow some on our ranch.
Oh, I give up. Whoops! Must the wits of you almost bumped into me.
So sorry, Aggie. I was reading my letter from Elizabeth.
Oh, so you've heard from your little nurse?
Yes, Pop, and I'm happy to say she still loves me. In fact, she says she thinks about me so much she can't concentrate on her work.
Oh, I'm so glad. Is she still on board that ship?
Yes. She wrote this from the sick bay. Just listen to it. Richard, dear, no matter what I do, you are in my thoughts. This week I have been trying to study different blood groups under a microscope. But each time I look at a little clot, I think of you.
Oh, dear. She loves you, all right.
I'll get it.
Ricky, you'd better answer that little lady, Prado.
Hello?
That's what I'm going to do right now.
Hello? Oh, yes. Mark, your call to Texas is coming through.
Well, thank you, Auntie Beebe.
Ben, why don't you go up here and change for dinner?
Because I'm going to stay right here and protect my interests.
Hello? Hello, Ma? It's Mark. No, Mark. M-A-R-K. No, it's me, your son. S-U-N. That's right. How are you, Ma? Good. You're good, huh? Well, that's good.
Good.
How's Joey? He is, huh? 2 years old today. Well, put him on. Let me talk to him.
Oh, great. And a pound a minute.
Hello, Joey. This is your Uncle Marky. He calls me Boo.
Smart kid.
Hello, Joey. Say Boo. Come on, say Boo. Joey, please say Boo. Joey, for goodness sake, say Boo. He said it.
Oh, good.
Yes, Ma. Yeah, I'll do that right away. Bye now.
How was she?
Oh, Aunt Beebe, you didn't even get a chance to say hello to her.
Oh, that's all right.
Hello, operator. Get me that Texas number again, will you?
You know, this gets more expensive as it goes along.
Good morning, Mother. Hello, Daddy.
Hello, darling.
Hey, where's Mark?
He's eating his second breakfast. I've never seen anyone put it away like he does.
Well, after all, Ben, he's still growing.
Well, I can stop that.
Oh, Daddy, don't be too hard on him. He sent all the way to Honolulu just to get some tropical plants for my garden.
Well, since you're feeling so friendly toward him, you can pay for his telephone bills.
Oh, I couldn't afford it.
Who can?
Say, Pop, you know what Mark just did?
No, and I don't want to.
What's the matter?
Mark kept him awake until 1 o'clock playing his guitar.
What happened to the rest of the night?
I don't know. I couldn't sleep.
Why didn't you try counting Texans?
Funny boy.
Oh, now, Daddy, stop feeling sorry for yourself. I bet you slept like a baby.
He did. He's just trying to blame poor little Mark for everything.
Well, we're going to see that he has a good time today. We're taking him sightseeing.
Oh, Cousin Barbara, got my camera all loaded. Where are we going today?
Well, that's up to you, Mark.
Well, there's so many things to see, I don't know where to start.
Well, I'm sure Uncle Ben could tell you where to go.
Uncle Ben certainly could.
Ben.
Honey, I was just about to suggest a few places. Now, Mark, there's the Tower of London, Westminster Abbey, St. Paul's Cathedral, Covent Garden, the British Museum, the Monument.
Well, that'll do fine for this morning.
It would certainly do me.
Well, come on, we better go up and get ready.
Oh, Mother... Can I wear your new hat?
Of course, dear. Coming, Richard?
No, I'm all ready.
Me too. I'll wait down here with Ricky.
Say, Mark, you left this downstairs last night. It's a lasso, isn't it?
That's right. Would you like to have it?
Oh, thanks, but I'm afraid I wouldn't know how to use it.
Oh, there's nothing to it. Here, I'll show you. Now, let's see that table over there. It's a water buffalo.
Yes?
Well, you take the rope, make it into a loop, and start spinning it like this. Then you let it fly.
I think you caught a lion.
Yeah.
Now cut the comedy and get me out of this.
Just a minute and I'll unwind you.
Hey, what's going on in here?
I was just teaching Ricky how to rope a water buffalo.
Oh, Ben, are you all ready? Mark, what have you done to him?
Don't worry, Auntie Beebe. You know I wouldn't hurt Uncle Benji.
Well, I'm not taking any chances. Just put that lasso in the cupboard until a real water buffalo comes along.
Yes, I'm just an ordinary buffalo.
Well, come along, everybody. Let's get started.
Come on, Buffalo Ben. Come on, Mark. We turn here by the river.
Say, ain't that the Thames?
We call it the Thames.
Yeah, but I like to pronounce it like the English do.
You know, you're really picking up the accent fast.
Thanks. Say, hold it, will you, Barbara? I want to get a picture of you with that big bridge in the background.
That's the famous London Bridge, Mark.
Oh, yes. We heard about that in Texas.
Well, news travels fast, don't it?
Mr. Mark, how much longer do you want me to stand here?
Just hold it one second, Barbara. Now smile. Got it. Say, Uncle Benji, what part of London is this?
Well, back there is the old lady of Threadneedle. This is Fish Hill, and over there is Pudding Lane.
Well, ask a silly question, you get a silly answer.
But, Mark, that's the truth. And right ahead of you is the monument.
Yes, that was erected by Christopher Wren to commemorate the Great Fire of London.
Well, what do you know?
Oh, come on, let's take a closer look.
Well, I bet there's some view from the top of that monument. How do you get up there?
There's a spiral staircase inside.
Well, I'm sure no one feels like climbing up 345 steps.
You mean there's no elevator?
No, I guess Christopher Wren was trying to keep the cost down, you know.
Well, heck, who cares about a few stairs? Let's walk it.
All right. Come on, Ricky.
Okay. Come in, Pop.
Oh, what do you say, Andy Beebe?
No, thanks.
I guess only the younger ones can take it.
Come on, Ben.
Barbara, get back on the pavement. What are you trying to do, get run over?
Well, if I do, it won't be my fault. Mark insists on using me as a subject in every picture.
Well, if you don't look out, you're going to end up as a still life.
Come on, Mark. I'm coming.
Say, Cousin Ricky, I thought you said we were going to see Buckingham Palace.
Well, look over to the right.
Say, that's beautiful.
Oh, come over here, Mark. You'll get a better view.
Isn't it a thrill, Mark?
Oh, sure is. Say, who are those fellas standing in those little boxes?
Those are the palace guards.
Well, they sure have got a nice head of hair.
Mark, those are bear skins.
Oh, you mean that hair's a wig?
Maybe I'd better explain it to him.
Ma, he's confused enough as it is.
Well, I just gotta get some pictures of this.
Look, Mark, why don't you come back in the morning when there isn't such a big crowd?
Okay. Uncle Benji, where's this white hall you were telling me about?
Well, that's too long a walk, Mark.
Not for me. Come on, folks.
Honestly, if I have to walk much further, I'll die. I'll just die.
The same flowers will do for both of us.
Now, come on, or Mark will think that we're not enjoying ourselves.
Well, I'm finding it very difficult to keep it a secret.
Say, folks, I think I spotted it. Isn't it that building across the street?
You're right, that's Whitehall.
Oh, well, thank heavens for that.
They're the horse guards, Mark.
Well, what do you know?
They're very impressive, aren't they?
Well, they sure are. And those are mighty fine horses. Come on, Barbara. I want to take a picture of you sitting on the back of one.
Oh, Mark, you can't. Hey, let go of my arm.
Barbara, stop fussing while I talk to this guard.
Mark, please, you can't talk to him.
Who can? Excuse me, partner. But I'm a cowboy myself. And I'd be much obliged if you'd let me take a picture of my cousin on the back of your horse.
Pop, do something.
Oh, Mark, please come back here. You're making a fool of yourself.
Oh, look, Uncle Benji, let me handle this. Well, cowboy, what do you say?
Daddy, what are we going to do?
Leave him alone.
But if you don't stop him, they'll lock him up.
I know.
I'll give you just 5 minutes, stranger. How do you like that? He's run out on me.
Thank heavens, they're changing the guard.
Carl, I don't blame him. I never met a more unsociable fella.
What was eating him, Uncle Ben?
Mark, the guards aren't allowed to speak to anybody when they're on duty.
Now, why didn't somebody tell me? I might have started a fight with that fella.
It's a lucky thing for you you didn't.
Yes, you probably have finished up in the Tower of London.
Say, that reminds me. We ain't seen the tower yet.
Oh, boy. Home never looked so good.
Oh, you said it.
I couldn't have walked another step. My feet, my poor aching feet. I think I've got holes in my soles.
You should complain. I just lost a heel outside.
Well, let's hope he stays lost.
That was very funny, Pop. But aren't you exhausted to laugh?
Move over, you two. I want to sit down.
There was only some way to get rid of him.
We had our chance when we were on London Bridge.
Ben, stop saying those things.
Oh, I see you folks have a little rest. Well, you just relax while I go out and get some more pills for my camera.
Oh.
How can he be so full of life? It's disgusting.
Oh, see it all back, eh?
All but Barbara. She's not with us anymore.
What?
Oh, she went home to change her dress. It was covered in mud.
Why? What happened to it?
Well, Mark wanted to take a picture of her standing in front of the Serpentine, and Barbara was too close to the camera, so he asked her to step back.
Barbara's now the only girl who has ever posed for a picture underwater with a hat on.
Oh, the poodle lamb.
Yes, and the water was so cold she was blue.
Well, what did Mr. Mott do?
He changed plates and took a colored picture of her.
Well, I got my camera reloaded. You folks all ready?
You mean you want to go out again?
Why, sure. I thought we'd have time to visit Whipsinaid.
Let's go back to London Bridge.
Say, how do we get to Whipsinaid?
You take a train from Leicester Square.
Seen the mud in my hair.
Oh, hello, dear. How you feel now?
Like I just swam the channel. Oh, I hope that lovely pink dress isn't ruined.
So do I. It's mine.
Oh, hello, Cousin Barbara. I'd like to apologize again for what happened to you.
Oh, forget it, Mark.
When we go to the zoo, I'll take real good care of you.
What zoo?
Oh, we're going to Whipsinaid. Come on, everybody. We better get started.
What?
Yes, ain't you four lucky?
Does that mean you aren't coming along, Uncle Ben?
Oh, I can't, Mark. I've got a lot of work to do at the office, I'm happy to say.
Then we'll all wait and go to Whipsinaid when Daddy's not so busy.
Oh, no, no. I wouldn't dream of being so selfish.
Mark, why don't we just buy some picture postcards?
Yes.
Oh, no. I like to take my own. Besides, the exercise will do us a world of good. It's already made a new man out of me.
Made an old woman out of me. Goodbye, Daddy.
Goodbye, y'all. Have fun.
Oh, Aggie, is my family home yet?
Aye, you'll find them in the living room drying out their clothes.
Now, look, this is getting monotonous. What did they fall into this time?
Oh, nothing, Mr. Lyon. They get caught in a rainstorm. Oh, this letter came for you by hand.
Oh, yes, yes. I asked the telephone company to send my bill over so I could see how much Mark's long-distance calls. Oh, no!
Mr. Lyon, whatever's the matter? You've gone white.
I should think I would. Well, he's not getting away with this. BB, I just got our telephone bill.
Well, pay it, dear.
Pay it? I can't even lift it.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
Well, if I were you, I'd just subtly slip it under Mark's door.
No, I want to be certain he sees it. I'll just politely hand it to him.
Ben, if you do, he'll pack his bags and leave.
That's one prospect I can face without flinching. Now, where is he?
In the den.
Well, I'm going in and see him.
Oh, come on, Julie. This is your Uncle Marty. Say, boo. And what do you know?
He's on the phone to Texas again.
Daddy, why don't you forget about it this time?
Barbara, I do not intend to weaken. He's going to get this bill.
Oh, hello, Uncle Benji.
Hello, Mark. I've got something here I'd like to show you.
Ma just told me it's your birthday tomorrow.
That's not important. Now,
Of course it is. Now, what can I get you for a present? You just name it. Anything at all.
You want to give me a present?
Well, I feel it's the least I can do to repay your hospitality. Why, you've treated me like your own son.
And you still want to give him a present? I mean, naturally you want to give him a present.
Oh, I sure do. I aim to buy him the biggest and best present I can get.
Oh, Mark, I couldn't let you do that.
But you will.
B.B.
Oh, look, Uncle Benji, please. I set my heart in giving you something. Isn't there any way I can persuade you?
Well, since it means so much to you, yes, but nothing pretentious. Just some little token of your affection.
Fine. How about an airplane?
Pop really needs something to go to work in. Don't you, Pop? Your old car's had it.
Richard, don't hint. However, I must admit I'm pretty tired of trying to get a bus every morning. They're always so crowded, and I have to stand all the way to the office. But you shouldn't have mentioned it, Richard.
Oh, I'm mighty glad he did.
I don't know what you mean, Mark.
Good. By the way, what's your favorite color?
I can't imagine why you're asking, but my favorite color is powder blue with white sidewall tires.
Powder blue with white sidewall tires, huh?
Oh, Mother, isn't it exciting? I wonder what Mark's giving Daddy.
I haven't the faintest idea. But I hope whatever it is has chrome bumpers.
Now, there's no need of you girls guessing because I'm not going to tell you. Well, I'll see you all later. I'm going out to do a little shopping.
Hi, Mother. Did Daddy like the birthday present I gave him?
I don't know, dear. He was so excited this morning about Mark's present, he didn't even eat his breakfast.
You mean it's arrived?
Well, not yet, but Mark said he'd have it this afternoon.
Oh, I hope it's one of those super saloons.
I hope it's a supersonic sports job.
Well, if I know Mark, it'll be a Rolls Royce. Oh, he's such a generous boy.
Tell Barbara what he sent you this morning.
Well, I think that was kind of silly. Imagine him sending me samples of mink.
What's wrong with that?
For wallpaper?
I thought you would all like to see the birthday cake I made for Mr. Lyon.
Oh. 2, 4, 6, 8. 21 candles.
Aye, it's the 21st anniversary of his 21st birthday.
Skeeter, please, I'm in a hurry, Skeeter. Has it arrived? Is it in the garage? Where is it?
Ben, take your hat off in the house.
Where is it?
On your head.
Oh, yes.
Well, happy birthday, Daddy.
Oh, thanks, Richard.
Daddy, I bet you didn't even open the present I gave you.
Of course I did. Look, I'm wearing it.
Ben, that's my blouse.
Well, it was in this box.
I'll make you some tea, Mr. Lyon.
Oh, come on, relax.
Who says I'm not relaxed? Where's Mark?
I'm right here, Uncle Benji.
Well, where is it, Mark?
Huh?
I mean, where have you been?
Oh, I've been out getting your birthday present.
Oh, I hope you didn't get me anything too expensive.
Of course, I had a little difficulty getting exactly what you wanted. You know, the color and everything.
You mean it's outside now?
Yep. The man just drove it down from the garage. Powder blue and white wall tile.
Oh.
Come on out and see it.
Richard, open the door for your father. He hasn't got the strength.
Oh, sure.
Oh, come on, everybody. I'm just as excited as you are.
Oh. Well, Uncle Benji, you won't have to wait around for no more buses. Look what I got you.
Well, I don't believe it. A number 11 bus.
Fast, please. Hold very tight.
Was Life with the Lyons, with B.B. Daniels and Ben Lyon, with their daughter Barbara and their son Richard. Also in this recording were Lee Patterson, who played Mark the Texan, and Molly Weir. The incidental music was by Paul Fenderley, who also conducted the BBC Variety Orchestra. Bob Block, Ronnie Hanbury, and B.B. Daniels wrote the script, and the production was by Tom Ronald.